Engage. Welcome back, everybody, to another podcast of, was it Dudes and Booze? Yeah, we have broken a record. We now have 78 followers.
Dude, we're like halfway there.
We need 10 times the amount, once again, in order for us to get a podcast at a brewery.
The road to 1,000.
The road to 1,000.
Yes.
So anything that you could do to help us get there, remember we have no souls. We'll advertise anything, like literally anything. Butt plugs. Maybe not that.
You go straight for it.
Yeah.
You're not even trying to.
And there's just like a fucking. I'm just going to walk in the door one day and there's just like a 50 pound box waiting for me. I just sigh. Oh, fuck.
Oh, but
I already crossed the line. And ourselves? I'm all two stars.
Introduce ourselves.
Oh yeah. Who you want to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
You're already talking.
This is Diego.
What are you drinking, Diego?
I am drinking I don't have an alcoholic beverage. I have a diet green tea. We'll bleep citrus it in post. Thank you.
Can we do that?
Probably. I don't know these words. But.
We're gonna get to 2,000 to hire a lawyer to tell us what we can say and what we can't say.
Need some legal assistance.
Hey, what can we not say?
Pretty much everything that we've said so far. I'm Adrian. I am drinking a Corona Premier.
Woo!
The Diet Corona.
Adrian's on some.
It's not bad.
It's a life choice.
It is.
It's also not good. Let's be fair.
It's not great.
Yeah.
But it's not bad.
Hey, that's your drink right there, dude.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you brought that over.
I brought it for you. I didn't know.
Oh, you brought it for me?
No, I'll drink it. Fuck off.
Tell everybody what you're drinking.
All right, now I'm drinking a truly spiked and sparkling Sicilian blood orange with 5% alcohol.
The Sicilian. Ooh.
How much
like
is 5% like realistically? Like, what's a butt eye?
5.5.
So it's 0.5 strong than this.
Yeah.
Okay. Really? What's the strongest like beer? Not like malt liquor.
No, there's some. Like 20% beer.
Oh, yeah,
fucking shit. That's damn near booze.
But those are like the fruitiest.
Nuclear Penguin or whatever?
Nuclear Penguin?
Yeah, right? That's what it's called. It's a Dogfish Head beer.
There's a Dogfish Head.
Yeah, it's got, they have one, I think it's called like Nuclear Penguin, and it's got to be something like,
I think 120 minutes, like 9%. And that's like one of their strongest ones.
Yeah. I just wanted to point out to the audience that as we're doing this podcast, my wife's mowing the lawn. Nice. And I'm totally secure about that in my manlyhood.
Secure enough to bring it up.
Right after
to
this,
make sure that we know you're secure.
She's going to change my brakes. And she's going to put some barbed wire up on the wrench. She was fucking adamant she wanted to do it. I was like, all right, cool.
I know. When we walked in, we saw her, and she was like, she was mowing. We're like, what are you doing?
Fuck is I'm not used to this site.
Like, no, I like doing this.
We thought you were going to be pulling weeds on the side or something.
Fuck no.
Nope. Totally.
With my little sun hat. My little Asian sun hat.
Oh,
hi. Yeah. Fucking
wood sandals.
Growing squared watermelons and shit.
Your white sheer shirt hanging out. In your bamboo totally stick on your bag.
I have a sweat rag just dedicated to sweat.
No.
That's what?
Pull that off.
It's in the Karate Kid colors, the blue and the white.
God damn it, Mr. Miyagi, apparently.
Oh, and I'm Steven. Hey!
Hey, what's up,
and
Steve?
I'm drinking Modelo Especial.
Yeah, that's my preferred alcohol right there.
I like it. A lot of people don't like it, but you guys like it, so we all are my friends.
I've been noticing this motherfucker over here has been drinking lots of Corona lately. Before that, you were drinking.
I said that a while back.
Yeah,
I
he's
said,
Vin Diesel.
I'm kind of on a Corona drink.
Do you have white?
I said Vin Diesel would be proud.
Do you have impeccable white muscle shirts in every activity that
Bro,
you do?
Bro, I'm getting there.
Because if you watch any Fast Furious, you'll see Vin Diesel get in a fight scene in a dusty.
His shirts get smaller and smaller every movie.
I need extra small.
Sir, they don't come in that.
Do you see nipples in that video? No. Give me it.
You need a tribal cross necklace also.
Yeah, no, I have one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's just not
there it is.
Tribal size.
Damn, look at that.
Are they making a new one? I heard that they wanted to do like one where like
it's like a spinoff.
Like The Rock is basically
Jason
like
The Rock and Jason Statham.
Right? Oh, fuck yeah. I would definitely watch that.
They should just call it something else. No. They can make a good movie together.
That's true. I mean, start their own franchise.
It doesn't have to be Fast and Furious. They can just make a movie together. I watch it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Vin Diesel's all pissed off because he's not in it.
What, for reals?
Yeah, he was like, and Tyrese too, he was mad. He's all like, you're doing stuff for like the family can't eat and stuff like that.
Seriously?
Tyrese was.
Have you seen that video of Tyrese losing his shit on YouTube? Where he's like, why won't you leave me alone? And he's like crying.
What's he talking about?
You haven't seen that shit? Oh my God. So apparently Tyrese lost custody of his daughter. And when I say lost custody, not like, hey, you get to see her like fucking once a month kind of shit. I'm talking like 2 days off, like some crazy shit like that. And apparently he's like fucking like, he's like, I'm just trying to be good. And he's like selfie video this shit, like in his room. I have no idea. He's emotionally distraught though. And then he's like, he just starts crying. He's like, why won't you just leave me alone? He's like howling and crying.
He's gotta be drunk, dude.
Yeah, fuck yeah, he's drunk, dude.
Why would he, like, okay, even if he recorded that, why would he put that on?
I have no idea. It's
probably live stream, like Facebook Live.
Yeah, I think it was. I honestly think it was.
So it's like raw and emotional.
Yeah. Did you see that?
That's crazy that just somebody out there is like capturing it. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
Like, let's... Oh, fuck it, dude. I'm going to record the shit in case he loses it. But I'm pretty sure that's, like, TMZ in them. Like, they'll always have that shit.
Did you see that HBO show about Dr. Dre and, like, the record label and everything?
No, I didn't. What's that called?
What's it called?
On HBO?
Yeah, it's, like, a documentary series. It's, like...
What?
It's something with a D.
Is it pretty good?
It's like the Disruptors or something like that.
I saw, I think, just the first, it was 10 minutes or it was one episode? Because it's like 3 episodes or something?
Something like 3 or 4,
Something like that. I did the first part of something.
This is a purely organic conversation because Steven is literally Googling it. The Defiant Ones.
Yeah, and it's badass. It starts off and it's like all about Dr. Dre before he's in NWA.
Okay.
And then it goes into NWA stuff. And then it goes into like kind of touches on all the rap stuff.
And aftermath and all that shit.
And then it goes into like his... And then it also goes at the same time about the producer.
Yeah.
What's his name? Damn, see? I already forgot everything. But he's like the biggest producer. He's the guy that...
Scott Storch?
No, it's...
DJ Kelly, Swizz Beatz. No. I would say Kanye, but I'm suspending them from all conversation. It's a personal choice. Respect.
Jimmy Levine. That's
he just looked at me like, okay. Respect.
So Jimmy Levine started. He started Interscope Records.
Okay.
And so he's just basically company. Like, he signed people to bring culture and stuff like that. And instead of he didn't really care about. He cared about music, and he was like.
But super we need drastically ingrained in different. Music,
but he wanted something like that would push culture forward, and he's the one that brought like. Beats to Dre and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And Apple Music and all that stuff. Like, he kind of set all that up for Dr. Dre because he saw, like, you know, like, talent in him and all this stuff. And there was this one part where Tyrese, like, he pretty much almost screwed up the whole Apple deal. So
Tyrese?
Yeah, so Dr. Dre, he went to Jimmy Levine with a shoe, like, endorsement.
Yeah.
Like, he went to do a shoe. He's all, shoes? You don't do shoes. You're an artist. He's all, like... Headphones, you do headphones. Like, go find something with headphones or something.
Yeah, to Tyrese?
No, to Dr. Dre.
Okay.
And so Dr. Dre, like, they started looking for headphones and they found a company and they bought an investor or whatever and then they turned it into Beats.
Yeah.
And then since Jimmy Levine, he's like huge record producer, he put Beats on. At that point, he put Beats on everybody. Like,
yeah, on everyone.
Gwen Stefani, put it on. For real, put it on you. Like, anytime they went somewhere, just put it on them. So, like, he, like, created culture out of it, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, even athletes and everybody. And so, like, it kind of just pushed this whole thing. And then Apple bought it. And, you know, that's when Dr. Dre became a billionaire, basically. And so, before that deal was, like, getting talked and stuff like that, nobody really knew what was happening. Tyrese goes on Facebook Live or whatever. He's like, he's about to be the first billionaire rapper. And, like, they were, like, it kind of stopped. It halted all the talks and all the stuff. And, like. Apple was, like, kind of pushing back because that's not their, like, whole, you know, crowd or whatever, you know?
Damn.
But it eventually went through, of course.
You gotta be so ignorant.
Look at Tyrese.
Dude, the sheer, like, power to have that that much influence, to just create that kind of influence.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
But that Jimmy Levine guy, he went back, like, he, like, was, like, a roadie for, like, Rolling Stones and stuff like that. Like, yeah. He knew, like, all these famous-ass people growing up. And then he eventually got a shot to be a record producer. And, like, some of the first people were, like, ended up being, like, huge. And he, like, discovered, like, Gwen Stefani and, like, Dr. Dre. And,
yeah.
And all these people. It's crazy.
He was just cultured forward, man. He knew the next big thing because he was making it. Yeah. Like, that's up.
That's pretty cool.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, you should watch it. It's pretty good
show. I saw the Netflix ones. I saw the one on Logic. Like, Logic had a fucking crazier upbringing than, like, Kanye. Like, yeah, like, his dad was a crackhead. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
I saw his picture on one, but I never saw
that. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I was just like, okay, I didn't expect all of this.
I gotta check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. He's, like, really, like, chip throughout the whole fucking thing. And then, like, around the end of it, like, he just, like, starts crying because he just realized, like, man, I'm, like, really fucking lucky.
Damn, that's like a nice yeah.
Dating Latina.
Every time.
Get your paycheck. Yeah. Platos for Willa.
Did you guys see Ant-Man?
I did.
What'd you think?
It was funny.
I thought it was not as funny as the first one, but way more action, which I'm cool with.
That's a very fair assessment, I think. Mm-hmm. I loved Detective Wu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, fuck yeah, that guy.
Fucking killed it.
The part that made me laugh is, like, when they, like, go break into his office and he's, like, practicing magic. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
He's like, how'd you do that?
Yeah.
I like when he's all like, oh, I thought you were going to, like, invite me out to dinner or something. Like, No.
He's on.
Why, are you free to later? Or?
Yeah. Are you planning? Like, no, just go.
Yeah, that was funny. It has some good parts. Like, Ant-Man isn't, like, a serious movie. So it's, like, just a movie that happens.
It's a fun movie.
It's fun. Yeah, everything that happened in the movie, you knew was going to happen.
Yeah, but another thing, too, is that, like, it wasn't, like, it broke all the fucking superhero tropes where it's like, the fucking world's about to end if this isn't fixed right now. Like, that.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
It was just, like, a personal endeavor.
Yeah.
Which I'm totally cool with. Fuck it. Yeah.
Both sides.
Not everything has to be fucking, like, cataclysm imminent.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, everybody in that movie was, like, just trying to make sure. There was nobody really bad.
Yeah.
Except for Walter Goggins or whatever his character, I forget his name.
Walter Goggins?
Yeah. Walton Goggins?
Who's that?
The white Escalade. The gold rims and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I love that guy.
Yeah.
Dude, dude.
He's always a bad guy.
Fuck yeah, dude. In Justified, he's the fucking shit. If you guys watch that show, he's like a hillbilly.
He's like the bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not really. He's just like the renegade in that show.
Have you seen Vice Principals?
I haven't. I heard he's fucking hilarious.
Fucking hilarious in that show.
Yeah. Okay, I gotta watch it. And I love
he's
Danny.
He's like a dandy a little bit. And he's like super like effeminate. But he's married, he's a wife. And he's just like die hard, like he's just a stone cold ruthless person. Like, it's crazy.
Fuck
dude.
Yeah, I like that guy.
But it's funny.
Yeah, and like in Justified, he's like a hillbilly, but he like served overseas, so he has like all this like military training. And he has like a group of fucking rednecks that all went over there and they came back, and all they do is like bank job.
Oh shit!
Yeah, so like they try like another group basically like screws him over, and then he's like. And he's, like, really jokative and sarcastic in most parts. And then all of a sudden, one episode, he busts out a rocket launcher and blows a fucking truck up full of people. And I was like, holy shit, this guy's a fucking thug.
I used to watch Justified.
No, I used to watch Deadwood.
Deadwood.
Yeah. Justified is, like, zero fucking investment. Like you don't have to really watch it. You can have that shit on in the background. Oh, unless you have kids, of course. Disclaimer, people get shot quite often in that show.
Nice.
That's all my shows.
Yeah, dude, I liked him at the Oliphant because of Deadwood. He was a fucking awesome play. He played the sheriff in Deadwood.
And, I've never seen that.
It was.
I don't have a mustache to watch that.
Yeah, no, I
watch Westworld.
Known my crowd better.
You watch Westworld?
No, but I started Barry.
Oh, Barry's
I like
funny.
Barry.
You're still with that man? Oh my god, that fucking part.
Why?
What is your problem with Barry? He's like. And like everyone's just like looking at him. He's like, he killed my brother. Still with that man? Get over it.
This guy.
Yeah,
that's funny, dude. Now, but going back to Westworld.
Yeah.
I didn't like this last season.
What? Okay.
I didn't like it.
The last episode.
The second season.
Yeah, it's like
it's already over.
It's over.
The last episode sucked. I wasn't blown away.
See, everybody that watched that liked the last episode because
it was all right.
But I hated it even more than the whole season. The whole season was boring as fuck, except for that one Indian episode was the shit.
That Indian episode fucked me up. It was probably one of the best.
Yeah,
yeah, that's one of the best
episodes of TV.
Yes, without a doubt, it's up there.
What are you gonna do when Game of Thrones is over?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, because they're going to, according to what I was reading, they're going to have like a spin-off.
There's two.
Robert's
Rebellion, there's two spin-offs.
They greenlit two. Oh, one is the Night's Watch, like Bran the Builder stuff.
Oh, fuck yeah.
To build the wall. Down. And then the other is the Targaryens.
My theory on this.
I thought it was Robert's Rebellion, no?
No.
No, it's before that?
Yes, it's what they call it? It's like Dance with Dragons stuff.
Oh, shit.
Or it might be even before that, actually.
So it's not Robert's Rebellion.
No.
I think... Here's my theory on this. Is that Amazon brought the property rights for Lord of the Rings, The Dark Tower, and... What was the third one? Fucking... and Wheel of Time. So all those is, like, fucking fantasy epics. So I'm over here thinking that, like, HBO's like, hey, guys, we gotta fucking milk this cow. Like, yeah, fuck. Sure.
Well, they said there was five planned series, and they've only named those two. The Night's Watch one and the Targaryen one. Targaryen. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But supposedly the Targaryen one's supposed to be like, it's like their affirmative action one. So like, there's going to be like black Targaryens and like mixed races. And
fuck yeah.
It's about slavery and like overcoming and stuff like that.
Ooh, fuck yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean, guys. Chill out, Papa John.
Calm down.
And that dude dropped the N-bomb in a fucking...
in a tweet, man.
No, it was a...
No, it was like a...
It was like an investor fucking call. Yeah, dude.
No, but I think it was like diversity training or something. Like
no.
Diversity training.
It was like...
Or a call about diversity training.
Oh, man.
That's when he like did that.
I was the idiot.
Yeah. This is what I was telling my coworkers. I go, dude, you know how bad you have to fuck up to be kicked out of your own company? Like,
that
shit's bad. Like, don't you own that fucking shit? Your name's on it.
I bet you they change it to Papa's or something.
But more likely,
Papa's Pizza or something like that.
Fuck him, dude. fuck that guy because he was one of like the proponents to not. Or be against like a certain level of benefits for the employees, and the only thing that was involved was like raising the price of pizza by like 10 cents.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I was like,
we're gonna have to raise our prices like 10 cents, and everybody's like, okay,
okay, fuck, dude, who cares? It's a dime.
Yeah, that's just funny. Nah, fuck, I don't care. So, dude, all our heroes are going down. Jared, Papa John.
Oh,
next is Wendy.
From, no. I don't know. Wendy's lesbian. No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Dude, Wendy's Twitter is fucking hilarious.
Wendy's is
hardcore. I don't even have Twitter. Like I've seen so many badass Wendy's tweets, dude.
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
Whoever runs that,
they clap back at fucking everybody, dude. They talk a lot of shit.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
Dude, they're fucking funny, dude. Like so when IHOP changed their name to IHOB or whatever.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted to Wendy's like, "Hey, they're getting in the burger game. And you scared?" He's like, would I be scared of someone who thought pancakes were hard?
That's very funny.
And then, have you seen that meme where they like slap, like it's a car salesman?
Yeah.
Just slap something on and
be going.
Yeah.
Free HBO for life.
Yeah. Wendy's did one and it was like making fun of it kind of. He's all like, just slap a dead meme on this and it can be uber dank or something like that. Just like. Super stupid, like it kind of went with the thing, but it didn't really.
Yeah.
And then the tweet with the text with the tweet was just buy our cheeseburgers.
Put a lot of effort into that.
Yeah. Just whoever does that is great.
That's pretty funny. I really feel like it was legitimate, like IHOB, and then everyone just public outrage. Like, what the fuck?
You can't fucking
are you
do that.
Fucking shitting me? And then he's like, just kidding. Got you. Hey, fire that motherfucker. No,
well, I don't know. Cause
fire that
son. When was the last
bitch.
Time people talked about IHOP? And then people have been talking about IHOP for the last shit. 2 months now or whatever.
They need to quit fucking
still
around.
Making fun of them.
IHOP needs to change their name to the International House of Food. And you just cover all fucking types.
Well, they've always had burgers.
I know. What the fuck? fuck?
It was just to cause drama like this. Yeah. They knew what they were doing. Like, it was just to cause drama.
Guys, now everybody knows that IHOP has burgers because a lot of people probably didn't even think that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was smart.
And free.
What's free?
Oh, no. They had a little commercial thing where it's like the pee and then it spins upside down. I fucking called the senator right after that. Are you watching the television right now?
I mean, that's the only appropriate course of action, I think.
Every time I watch movies and I always see where like somebody comes on the television, he's like, we mean to interrupt this broadcast for an emergency announcement at this time, blah, 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 blah. Basically, your life's in danger. I know immediately right after that, me and my wife are going to get in a big fucking argument. Oh, man. Like, there's not going to be a lot of fucking talking. Like, the world's going to be ending. I'm just going to bicker with her over shit. I know, dude.
Do what you're good at, dude.
I'm just going to get in the car and just drive off and then drive back and pick up Belmont, then drive off.
I forgot something. The dog.
Hey, John Wick killed like 35 people for a dog.
I haven't seen the second one, but I have it.
Really? No, actually, the second one's good.
I have it on my DVR. I'm like waiting to watch it. Probably this week I'll be able to.
I haven't seen it either.
Really?
Really? It's pretty good.
I have nothing against
it. It's not often that
I think I put it on one time. I was getting ready and I just didn't pay attention. No.
So it's one of those. I didn't
absorb anything.
It's like, what did I tell you earlier? Like, just put it on.
Just put it on the back. I got to pay attention because if I put it on the back, I just won't pay attention at all.
I was also, back to, what the fuck were we on? Game of Thrones. So, Showtime bought the rights to A Name of the Wind, and Lin-Manuel, the guy that does Hamilton, that guy. You know who I'm talking about? He's like one of the producers of it. Yeah, but Showtime has been pretty clutch, dude, because fucking Black Sails is pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Dude, I love that show.
Yeah, that's like actually pretty fucking decent pirate show.
Fuck yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
That's probably like one of the
first shows. They were talking about that they want to make that. Oh, what the fuck is his name in the show? He has like fucking braids, but he's like a cutthroat mercenary. They want to make him Geralt for The Witcher.
Oh, he was Captain Vane. Talking about him?
I think him. Basically, he has like a big ass nose too. That's all I remember him. It's one characteristic.
Have you played The Witcher?
No.
No?
I have not played The Witcher.
We haven't.
Because I know we do. We have a lot of games, Steve. We need to fucking dedicate a day or two to play them.
I try.
Apparently, The Witcher, like The Witcher 3, is like a masterpiece.
Really?
Yeah. In like the gaming community, everyone says like it's a fucking fantastic
game. But those are the games you got to spend like 700 to 100 hours.
Yeah, those are like 90 hour games.
I like doing that.
I can't do that shit, dude.
Oh, dude. It's like a side quest heaven game. Really? It's fucking. Dude. It'll take you 90 hours. That's how long it took my coworker to play it. And he's like, dude, it's just vast. That's what he says. And then I was like, God damn, I'm gonna have to play this when I have like a stretch of time because I can't play this shit on a Tuesday once a month. Like, I'll play this shit for the next 4 years. So apparently I won all these awards. They do the DLC. They still like fucking support it. And Project Red is the studio, if I'm not mistaken. CD Projekt Red. And they only make like one game. It's one studio. Like EA doesn't own them or anything like that. Oh, yeah. And they take like 5-6 fucking years to make a game. Like they devote their time to it. They just released the trailer to Cyberpunk
2077.
I saw the trailer for that.
Dude, that looks epic.
It looks fucking nuts. And they had a 40 minute epic. They showed the press like a 40 minute game demo like playthrough.
Really?
And like, it was behind closed doors. Like they couldn't show anybody else. But everybody that saw it was like, I need to buy this fucking game right now.
Damn!
You can get their like reviews online and stuff like that. There's a lot of
when's
people.
When's the next Grand Theft Auto supposed to come out?
I don't know, but
they haven't announced shit. No, well, Rockstar's making Red Dead 2.
Yeah, it comes out next month.
Oh, yeah. No, October, right?
October. Oh, yeah, 2 months. But still. Did you finish Red Dead?
No.
Oh, bro. My God, dude. Masterpiece.
Badass.
It's a masterpiece.
You can just do the main mission and it's fucking good.
Don't even do any of the side missions. You don't have to do any side missions. Because they really don't impact it. Like, you just do the main mission, then you're in for like a fucking story.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I didn't do the Nightmare one.
I didn't do that one either.
Alright. It's a zombie one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Again, it doesn't really fucking mean anything. But, it's fucking tight, dude. And I like how the first one, or this next one, is, goes back in time.
Does it?
Yeah, it takes place when he had his posse.
Can you
Oh, so the same guy?
Yeah. Well, now John Marshall.
I'm going to have those waters now. You can have water.
Are we taking a break?
No, I can't.
All right, we're going to pause.
We're going to pause really quickly. I ate ass.
That was a fucking amazing story.
So, welcome back.
Well, welcome back.
We took a little break there.
We had a minor break. We had an intermission. We had cheeses.
A little bit of wine.
A little bit of deli meats.
Some pistachios.
What do you call that? Charcuterie? Is that what it is?
Charcuterie.
Is that a...
Damn, you knew that fucking way too fast.
I fucking love charcuterie.
Is it charcuterie?
I made one for Jennifer Valentine's.
Is it called charcuterie?
It's charcuterie.
Are you sure?
I believe it. Do you hear how confident you came back with that?
Yeah, you did motherfucker. You did. That's all I was like, you're fucking
don't fuck with me
in
my charcuterie, right?
I think it's a charcuterie.
Pretty sure it's charcuterie or some shit.
What's a charcuterie?
It's going to show you like a vagina with eyeballs.
What's a
vagina
glory?
Oh, shit.
What's a charcuterie?
What is it?
How many cuckoos do you own? None. Not one cuckoo. He was fucking funny in that movie. He was super fucking funny in that movie.
That's hilarious.
You cannot outrun me. I'm black.
Charcuterie.
You know how many Jordans that is?
That's hilarious.
How do I make it play?
I don't know. See, okay. I just want to point out that none of us know what to call... wooden plate of meat and cheese that you could order
a charcuterie
at a restaurant.
I'm going with charcuterie.
Charcuterie. I say charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Shut up.
Double C, double.
It's a CH and then a C.
There's only one. There's only one. Like a charcuterie.
And then a cooterie is a CU. Cooterie.
All right, where were we?
Charcuterie. Those are good.
Dude, we were in Vegas last week. I had a tomahawk steak. 32-ounce tomahawk
steak.
That's
a little too much, but yes.
No, God, it was fucking incredible.
Were you smashed when you ate it?
It was fucking incredible.
Were you smashed?
No, it wasn't.
Damn. Where at?
At Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, badass.
Was that the one at the Caesars?
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, you say 32 ounces, but that bone is heavy as shit, too.
Yo, the amount of 32 meat on
ounces,
this plate.
That's 2 pounds, dude.
That is, it's a lot. But a lot, that much meat is going to carry a big ass bone with it.
Bro, it was fantastic.
Even if the bone is a pound.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's still a fucking meat. What's it called? And you got it well done because you're a weird.
No, we got
a
medium.
With extra side of ketchup.
Oh, God. You're one of them.
Don't disrespect the steak, Steven.
This dude is like,
a little bit of ketchup is fine.
Hater's that guy that's like, you have any Heinz 57? Like, get the fuck out of here.
You got a better year than that? I mean, there is none.
You got the Walmart A1?
What is it called?
Date night. Great value.
Great value.
Steak sauce. That's all it's called.
How'd you get it cooked?
Medium.
Medium.
Yes.
Passable.
Passable. All right, I'm not going to hit you, but I'm still judging.
That still tastes.
What'd you have for sides?
A baked macaroni and cheese.
The
bone was also fine. No, we had a baked macaroni and cheese. It had like 6 different cheeses on it.
Fuck yeah.
It was fucking fantastic.
Badass.
How much was that steak?
It was $125.
Good lord.
Okay, wait.
That sounds worth it, though.
Was it worth $125?
Yeah, bro.
That sounds worth it.
The whole time we were there, I was like, we're going to eat a tomahawk steak. Because she wanted to eat one nice restaurant.
Yeah.
And we managed to get in there because of Matt. He was able to get us in.
Matt just knew somebody.
He had a concierge service that he knows or something.
He's like,
called. Because we showed up and we're like, hey, can we get a reservation? And she's like, oh, do you have a reservation? And we're like, no, we just want to see if we can get one for 9 o'clock tonight. And she's like, we're booked till Monday. Like, just real cold. And we're like, oh, well, okay. How stupid of us to think we could get in.
Yeah.
You know? And so he's like, no, you know what? He bought a Mercedes or something. So he's like, they have the concierge service. So Mercedes called and got us a reservation for that night.
Really?
That's fucking clutch.
So he showed up at the table. He's like, we have a reservation. She's like, oh, okay. Like,
that's awesome.
We're booked till Monday. And then he's like, let me talk to your manager.
Did y'all stay till Sunday?
We came back Saturday morning. We got there Tuesday. We came back Saturday.
Did you buy weed over there?
No, dude.
No weed.
You're a fucking bitch.
Hanging out with a bunch of professionals.
What?
Who?
It's fucking Vegas. Matt. I saw a naked dude barking in Vegas.
Oh, dude.
That was your brother. In the airport.
That was my brother, and he was finding himself.
He ate a whole brownie.
We'd like, to be honest, I didn't even think about it. It didn't even cross my mind. He actually is the one who mentioned it. I mean, we were fucking having... I drank with every fucking meal, dude. Yeah, you
probably smashed already.
Like, I drank with every fucking meal. I mean, and just kind of sampled water in between everywhere. But, like, we walked off a lot of it because we were walking...
That was me in Mexico. Just fucking tequila with everything. Fuck
it. You know what'd be great right now?
If I get caught and chopped up, I'm going to be buzzed.
Like, yeah. Not even going to fight. Oh, man.
Fuck.
That's funny. There's this one buffet I want to go to in Vegas. It's at Bally's, and it's only open for brunch on Sundays. It's the only day they're open. They're only open for like 4 hours or whatever it is.
Man, all the places we used to go, are they're like not there anymore.
Yeah, I know, because that's when it was like all cheap.
I know, dude.
Well, we can afford it.
Imperial wasn't there?
No, it's gone.
What? It's like Link now or something. Yeah.
Oh, it's like a high-end one?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, it's like a Ferris wheel part of it and shit.
It's the world's biggest Ferris wheel.
Oh, fuck.
The world's giantest
Ferris wheel. Yeah, J-Lo fucking sings there every night, dude.
Oh, I gotta see this place now, man. It's been a minute.
It has a
zipline over the Bellagio.
Okay.
Oh, we went downtown. I thought that was downtown and at the Rio.
Oh, I don't know.
But like, we went downtown because Amanda, you know, we just went ziplining in Rio Doso. Mm-hmm. So she was like, I want to do it while I'm still like pumped up about it. So we went to the Fremont Street where they zipline across the whole thing.
Oh, did you do it?
Like, real weak, dude. It was like... I could probably jump and high five somebody.
Bro.
Like hanging. It's like, that's not too super exciting.
Be careful what you fucking ask for. Because when I ziplined in Mexico, I thought I was going to fucking die. Like, fear was in me.
Yeah, how high were you?
Huh?
How high were you?
I wasn't high at all. I was medial drunk, though. And they have an amusement park you go to in fucking night. And I mean like...
At night?
Yeah.
Like, oh, hell yeah.
2 a.m. And it's fucking fire everywhere. Like, that's the only illumination you get.
No shit.
Yeah. And when I zipline before, they throw a handbrake that's on the line. And it just stretches out. And it clamps onto the harness. And it just slows the whole fucking thing down. And you're like 40 yards away before they slow you down. There, I fucking jump down into the thing. And the first thing I notice is, like, I am fucking flying. I'm going 45 miles an hour. Like, my fucking adrenaline's pumping at this point. And I'm like 60 yards away, and I'm like, okay, they're going to throw the line, right? Fucking no line. I'm like 50 yards away, and I'm like, they're going to throw the fucking line. And no, dude, I get to 20 yards, and I'm like, I'm going to miss my mom. Like, nice. I'm that guy that fucking dies on vacay. And like within, I think it was like when I was within 10 yards, they lower something into the line, and it basically like snatches you, and you literally swing up. Fucking almost over your head, and you come back down and they catch you.
Really?
Yeah. Fucking small nuts after that.
Like, nah, dude.
Dude.
Holy shit.
I love that shit.
First
though.
One.
We did the ziplining from the mountain, Rio Doso.
Yeah.
We did like the last leg of it, and I think it was like 2,000 feet high.
Oh shit. That's
at its highest
far.
Point. And or. No, that's
2,000. That's a goddamn. That's Mount Everest.
2,000 feet long.
Okay.
Like distance. I'm sorry. I was like, wait a minute. That's way too fucking
you
high.
You just ziplined down Mount Everest.
No, probably like 300 feet high or something like that.
Fucking high.
But it's like a fucking an angled shot.
Yeah.
But you do your own break. So.
Oh yeah, the mitt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to keep one hand up or whatever. And Amanda was like fucking clenching the shit. And she's going super slow. I was like, hurry up, dude. Like, turning around. I didn't even touch my brake till we got like close to the end. But I'm there like with one hand on the brake and one hand like waving. I was trying to find my parents in the parking lot.
Because
you pass over the parking lot. And she's like, what are you doing? Because like, I was doing it one-handed.
Yeah.
And she was like fucking holding on with both feet. And her both feet.
Nah, that's nothing, dude. When I was in Garner Park and I did that rope swing into the river,
oh,
I was
crazy.
Too drunk. I let go at the worst, at the bottom point.
Oh,
and just went straight in.
Oh, you're one of those people that's on like Instagram like trying to... Did that really happen?
Yeah.
That is great.
I was really drunk.
It's all right, bro.
It was awesome.
Didn't your brother fall on that swing? Didn't he fall on that swing?
No.
I thought he... No? I thought I remembered
him. I fell. I mean, maybe it was,
maybe it was you. Y'all do look a lot alike. That would make a lot of sense.
That was the time.
Son of a bitch. Do you even have a brother?
No, I was with you the whole time. So yeah, the fear of God was in me that day.
Oh, I bet. Take a hit like that.
It was like 2,000 steps away, dude. It was crazy.
Damn, dude.
Fucking, yeah, man. That shit was rowdy. Zip lining. Fuck it, right.
I think they do it at the... Do you do it something on top of the Space Needle?
I don't know.
I mean, it's not ziplining, obviously.
At the Stratosphere?
They have something.
In Vegas?
The Stratosphere, they do. They have some
ride. They have like
ride
a roller coaster around the edge of that shit. Yeah. I haven't been up there.
I didn't get to go up there either.
I haven't been to Vegas since like last year.
Since he got that tattoo on his butt. Ooh. Yeah.
So it's like more of a regret thing or what? Like every time you go back, it reminds you of that?
Bro, go renew your vows there.
No. No, I want to go somewhere else.
You should. You got married there.
And then it's like an anniversary. You're going to be like, oh, you just want to go to Vegas. And you just stay there like stone cold. Like, it's because I love you. And then now she's like, fuck. Like,
I like how you plan these arguments.
This is going to totally work, Steven.
Yeah. Like, if she says no, then she's not committed to you, bro. Cut your losses.
I just want to go float the river. That's all I want to do.
Bernie Lake, dude. That's where we need to go.
Bernie Lake, telling you. We went to Castroville.
That's what Amanda said. Where out in Castroville?
It was where the Sammy's
restaurant. Oh, behind it?
Yeah, you turn there and you go down a little bit towards the river.
Yes. Okay.
It was pretty good.
Yes. Okay. No, I have done that. I was like trying to think. Because you said some park. And so I was thinking like the park, like where the swimming pools are and everything.
No, it's the river.
Like at the end of town. I was like, I think it's got like a creek. I don't think it has a river.
No, we were like, it was like.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it was cool like though.
A little rib deep.
It was cool because we just left the kids in the water and we didn't even pay attention to them and they were fine right there.
Good enough for them to frolic in and not high enough to where they're in danger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the current was going. It wasn't like bliss.
Yeah.
I mean, so like we got in the tubes and we just sat there and like we kind of floated a little bit and then I was like, hey, take us over there and so walked us all the way upriver. So we were just laying in the tubes right there like an hour.
Let's do this a couple times. How many laps did y'all do?
That's it. They walked us up.
I know. That's one lap. Lost count.
Steve forgot his barbecue and utensils. Steve. That guy was clutch. Think the universe said he was beside us and not some like crazy
big Mexican guy next to us. He had the tongs.
Oh yeah,
so he lent some.
Dude, we brought everything except for fucking something to flip meat on the grill with. And knives. I had like three knives. I was like, Benihanas and shit.
Telling you, y'all pick a weekend, dude. We'll go out
to Bernie Lake or to Castro.
No, Bernie Lake.
Either one.
You got a boat?
No, you don't need one. You can just jump in the fucking lake and swim. That's what a lot of people are doing.
That sounds crazy to me.
I mean, yeah, your kids are going to need floaties. Haven't you seen,
like, what's that movie? Not Jaws, but the one with the alligator? What's the one called?
Lake Placid.
Oh.
Haven't you seen Lake Placid?
The documentary Lake Placid.
Yeah. I was going to go with Deep Blue Sea.
Maybe you've heard of it?
Deep Blue Sea.
Didn't some football player just drown?
Megalodon.
Who did?
Some football player or like maybe it was NHL. Just drown, jumping into a lake like that, you just said.
God damn.
You son of a bitch. And you condone that?
No.
That was you. You just said
that was you.
I just said you just could invited do me it, out not for that a
casual
should.
Date with Destiny.
I did not know.
Like, I don't know.
That Peterson guy.
You guys
want to
come over and
drown his ass?
God damn.
No, yeah, I love lakes. Let's go.
Yeah, you just can't have anything motorized on there. But there's like fucking dudes triathlon athletes swimming up and down that motherfucker. It's pretty intense.
What?
Yeah, the cool thing is that like you could go paddle boarding for like $30 and they'll let you use the paddle boards.
Oh, that's cool.
They give you a kayak too if you wanted a kayak. They have like a little kid like aqua water park where you get on these obstacles and shit in the water. It's fucking tight.
Oh, that's
cool,
badass.
Yeah, you have to pay for that and they have lifeguards, so that's good. But outside of that, dude, just grilling and just swimming whenever the fuck you want.
It's
like
30 minutes away. It's not that far, right?
No. At least in Jacob. You could always chill there. It is a recommendation.
So you're throwing a party at Lisa's house? Does she know?
No, she's already throwing a party. She has a baby shower.
You're throwing a party? When? What?
for
her. Apparently we're going to start off with the
Are you ready for the name song. Of the baby? Go. Horatio Hernandez.
Really?
Yeah. Horatio?
Are you just spoiler alerting right now?
Yeah.
Does it after Horatio Sands?
Nobody knows. Because I made that up.
Oh, okay. Horatio. I got one. I got one.
Go.
Jose.
Tell me a boy's name that starts with a letter H. Jose.
I'm telling you guys, I'm going to send you that link. It's so fucking funny just because of the confidence in his answer. And he slaps the table like,
I got you. Nailed it.
That's funny, man.
That's awesome.
What time we at?
We are at 41.
All right. Well, that's our podcast for today.
Go fuck yourself.
Go, but like I indicated before, we will take any advertisements that you want to send us.
Please.
Adrian is a soulless husk at the whim of the capitalist movement.
No, I draw the line at butt plugs, man.
Yeah, sorry. We draw the line on butt plugs.
Diego doesn't. I do.
I'll go to Mexico and get some reviews.
We'll test them all out.
Yeah. You're going to have your own butt plug segment?
Yeah, the booty dream was amazing.
The booty dream?
That's the model.
Okay, so this is the review for the judge. I do not recommend.
The judge. For the lawgiver.
Do not recommend.
It's a little much.
I'm writing my complaint as we speak.
3 stars, even though the lights are cool at first.
I mean, we're seriously going to get like a butt plug sponsor now because y'all are so passionate about
it.
Do it. All right. Well, I'm Diego. Thank you for joining us for the podcast.
I'm Adrian. It's been fun.
And I'm Steven. Go fuck yourself.